More teenagers in Holyoke and Springfield get pregnant than in any other town or city in Massachusetts. The teen birth rates in those urban areas have been going down over the past few years, but as of February, they're back at number one and number two in the state. Latina women make up a disproportionate number of teen mothers. In the first of a three-part series, WFCR's Karen Brown talks to some frontline providers about why so many young people in our region are having babies.
Ann Teschner sees teen pregnancy statistics in 3D. She runs the Care Center for Teenage Mothers in Holyoke, where this year, more young mothers than ever are walking through the doors. Last year, more than 20% of all births in Holyoke were to mothers between 15 and 19 years old. To understand why, Teschner thinks policymakers need to look beyond teenage sexual behavior and towards the social impact of poverty.
Teen pregnancy is one of those questions that, on the surface, looks like a public health issue. And to some extent, it is. You do need to have access to contraception, and you do need to know how to use it. But you also need to have reasons to use it. A sense of future, a higher goal in life than to be a parent. That has to be functional as well, or all the birth control in the world won't work.
Teschner considers educational opportunity the key to preventing early parenthood. She runs a program designed to give teen mothers a chance at college or at least a high school diploma. She says many of her clients, all of them low income, wouldn't have gotten pregnant if they'd been given more support in middle and high school. And she thinks the reason poor cities in western Massachusetts are seeing more teen mothers than equally poor cities in eastern Massachusetts also comes down to education.
One of the major differences between a Boston and a Worcester and Holyoke and Springfield is that there are very clear avenues for educational advancement for students in the Boston area that don't exist here yet.
Teschner says the three community colleges in western Massachusetts are not easy to get to, and she doesn't see enough active recruitment of poor students from urban areas. Care Center Education Director Anna Rodriguez also points to a worrisome high school dropout rate, especially in Holyoke, where it's estimated at 50%. Rodriguez says most Care Center clients didn't leave school because they got pregnant. It was the other way around.
It was after dropping out of school and having all this time on their hands and no structure in their lives that then they enter into the behaviors that cause them to get pregnant.
In the late 1990s, there was a state-funded coalition in Holyoke designed to prevent teen pregnancy. Organizations worked together to keep teenagers in school and busy after school with projects like theater, music, and art. But over the last 5 years, the state cut funding for the coalition. Making matters worse, says Ann Teschner, was the federal government's move in 2005 to restrict most federal funding to abstinence-only sex education, an approach Teschner says has been proven useless.
Young people are by nature sexual and need to understand more clearly what that means in their lives and what it means in their bodies, and that throughout history, young people are sexually active, and probably that sort of biological imperative is something we could never stop.
You won't get an argument from Nurse Mary Fago. She runs the state-funded teen clinics in the Holyoke schools, where she frequently has to tell teenage girls their pregnancy test came out positive.
Some of them really don't like birth control. Some of them truly aren't aware of the fact that they can get pregnant. They're actually surprised by the fact that they got pregnant, even though they've been having sex without birth control. Some of them think it'd be okay if they got pregnant because their boyfriends would really like it. And some of them don't have another plan, and they're doing really poorly in school. They kind of drift into a relationship that might lead to pregnancy, and they're not unhappy to see that happen.
As for the school system's responsibility, Fago says administrators have tried to address teen pregnancy.
I think there's so many pressures on schools, MCAS being one, that pregnancy prevention it's difficult for them to make it a big priority. We did, however, get the okay from the school committee about 3 years ago to begin giving out condoms. And that was a very big change for them. And the most helpful thing that it did was to begin to open up the conversation with students about sexuality.
Although students can learn about contraception when they visit the school clinic, there is no sex education in the regular high school curriculum. There is only one semester of health education throughout the high school years, and administrators say it includes virtually no information about birth control. Nurse Mary Fago would like to see students counsel each other in pregnancy prevention. 2 years ago, she says the city got a private grant to train Holyoke teenagers in peer-to-peer counseling. But the program was not supported by the school committee and eventually faded out. For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown.